Tim Gossage with you in the afternoons, 1300 736 736 if you want to give us a call, or you can get onto the Speckle Tech 0433 98 11 16. A couple of new franchises in the world of sport doing impressive things. And, of course, let's turn our attention to the A-League. And, of course, Western United won all with the Perth Glory on the weekend after a first-up win in New Zealand. Mark Rudin is the coach of Western United. He joins us on afternoons. Mark, appreciate your time. You'd be somewhat disappointed with the weekend because you look like you had the Glory on toast.
We did in the second half. First half was a different situational story. But again, we planned for that. We know that Perth get out of the blocks quite quickly, put a lot of pressure on the opposition. And so we needed to be organised and really well structured in the first half. They had a lot of the ball, but didn't really create too many clear-cut chances. Second half, you know, like you said, we had some really good clear-cut chances. You know, we got the first goal. You know, they got themselves back into it, but I thought, you know, once again, if you look at the chances that we created, you know, we were somewhat disappointed we didn't get all 3 points in that game.
You strike me as a no-excuse type manager where, you know, yes, we're new in our existence and we're sort of a bit transient with Geelong and Ballarat until your home is built. Do you come away with that right now genuinely disappointed, or do you fall back on the fact that you're only two games into your existence?
A bit of both. Like I said, we understand the challenges that lie ahead for our club, being a new club. But, you know, these are challenges that we've got to, you know, face front on. And, you know, the fact that we play in Geelong, you know, our training base is in Sunshine. We've got to play games in Ballarat. It's all part of, you know, grinding things out in the initial stages of this football club. You know, we're working hard to grow the club and, you know, the fan base as well, and we want to improve every day. But, you know, certainly, like you said, back in that game, we could have easily had 6 points from 6 points, you know, and you know, part of the review tomorrow will be, you know, the talking about obviously the improvements, but also, you know, the fact that we've got to finish teams off. And, you know, it's going to be a very tight competition this year, and, you know, we want to be competitive first and foremost in every game. But like I said, when you look at the chances that we create in the second half, you know, we've got to be better in those areas. So we're certainly not one for excuses. We understand completely who we are and what we are, and you know, the challenges that lie ahead. But, you know, there are no excuses as far as we're concerned. You know, it is what it is. We've all bought into this, and we're working together to, you know, to grow the football club.
Mark Rudin, coach of the Western United, joining us on SEN Afternoon. So you play Melbourne, of course, your first against another Melbourne team this week. And Melbourne City have got that midweek FFA Cup final. How much will you look at them and say, well, this is what I'll expect to see when we play them next game? Or do you think they will try and keep their powder dry? Obviously, they'll try and win the FFA Cup. Is it hard as a manager to sort of almost scout an opposition in regards to where they want to exert themselves, either win this midweek competition and or get 3 points on the weekend?
Well, coaching's not easy. I think any professional coach will tell you that right from the outset. But we've done a lot of research. We played them in pre-season as well. We've scattered a lot of their games. You know, they've got certain patterns that they have, and, you know, certain rotations. We're across all that. And even they're in a quite a unique position, I must say, because, you know, yesterday they played Adelaide United in the league, and then they played them again in the FFA Cup final. So, you know, both teams, it looked as though rested a couple of their players, you know, with an eye on the final as well. So what's clear is that irrespective of the personnel, because we dissect, you know, not just, you know, team aspects and what they do with the ball, but also, you know, personalities, you know, individual traits as well, is that irrespective of which individual plays, their system remains the same. They have these, you know, rotations that they like to use. So we're across all that, you know, and it's up to us to find, you know, solutions and how we stop that. But like I said, Sunday's game is a different kettle of fish altogether. We aren't too concerned about what they do. You know, we were at the game yesterday. We'll watch their game in the final as well. But like I said, Melbourne City are a team that, with their new coach, you know, their movements are different to what they were doing last year. But we've got a lot of information on them. We know exactly how they press, with how many numbers, and what they do with the ball as well. So we're pretty much across, you know, the way they play.
on a personal front, Mark, and you know, and I use this term because it's a sporting cliche, but somewhat of a journeyman in regards to your coaching and at the end of your career, you know, you're of course the New Zealand experience, Sydney, and now down there with Western United in Melbourne, now down here in Melbourne with Western United. How hard is it on you, mate, to settle into life somewhere else again and then know that you're at the controls of an A-League team, so the responsibility's huge? How do you sort out your time balance and your life balance in regards to settling into somewhere new? I know it's all par for the course and that seems to be the industry, but what about you personally? How are you dealing with
it? That's a good question. No, it's a very, very good question. I mean, my playing career was very similar. You know, I moved around quite a bit, and you know, and I guess they were different experiences, and I chose you know, those experiences for different reasons as well. So I was well equipped to understanding different cultures, different languages, different experiences, styles of play as a player. You know, being coached by different, processes and philosophies by coaches. But then, you know, you had a family as well, and that was important in my decision making when I started this journey as a football coach. You know, I spent 6 years at Sydney United in the NPL. You know, really learning my craft and cutting my teeth. You know, at that level, which when I look back on, you know, really, you know, allowed me to be a lot better. Prepared for the professional environment. But, you know, when the Wellington job came up, it was one that at that time, you know, for my family, it was a good time when my boys were older and, you know, having a good discussion about, you know, should Dad go, you know, overseas and do this? And, you know, it was important that I got their feedback because I had opportunities in the A-League earlier, but I decided to go against that for different reasons. But that was tough. You know, it was really hard. You know, I did sign a 2-year contract. You know, there was a clause in that contract as well where either party could trigger that clause. But that was tough. You know, I went there knowing that this is, you know, my first foot in the door in a professional setup, and I wanted to, you know, to put my best foot forward there. And we worked ever so hard last year, and we had a bit of success there as well. But when the opportunity came, I guess, to come back to Australia, when I found out just how hard it was, when the family were going back and forth, flying to Wellington from Sydney, I found out, you know, probably halfway through the year that it just wasn't going to work. They didn't want to stop me from, you know, obviously continuing to be a professional coach. But I could see that they were never going to move over to Wellington and be with me. And that was the plan initially when I signed on. So when the opportunity came to Melbourne, again, it wasn't an ideal one, but it is somewhat different to Sydney, where we've got a lot of friends in Melbourne. You know, the school curriculum and system is different or similar, should I say, than it is in New Zealand. And, you know, both my boys play football as well. So I guess from a family perspective, having, you know, a good support network in Melbourne really helped that decision, and it was an easy one for me and the family to make. So it's a good question because it's not easy, but, you know, many professional coaches, I'm not the only one, would tell you that they find themselves in the same situation. If you want, we've chosen this field, I guess, and we know that as professional coaches, it is going to take you away from what your home base is. So, you know, like I said, Melbourne isn't too far away from Sydney, but we've got a lot of family and friends in Melbourne, which allows the family to settle in nicely. And then you look at the environment that this football club has set up as well. And, you know, it's not just for coaches that we want to look after, all the coaching staff, but also the players too. You know, players have to move into state or come from overseas. So it's never easy, but I guess as a player or as a coach, that's what you buy into, and you know that's what's going to happen. I mean, I'm, you know, like most young coaches, quite ambitious, and, you know, you know that, you know, this may not be your final destination, and, you know, but, you know, while you're here, you just don't know what might happen because, you know, you're a tap on the shoulder away from being told to go, or you may have yourself, you know, be good enough to actually make a move to go somewhere else, whether it be interstate or overseas. So it's something that you just got to deal with it face on, and it's something, I guess, through my playing career, having enough experience about moving around makes it somewhat easier.
Mark Rudin, our guest from Western United, after a 1-1 draw with Perth Glory. A text from Darren down in Geelong wants to know, are you happy with the 8,000-odd that showed up for the Geelong game, considering the ordinary weather? Not that you can control the weather, and you can probably can't control whether crowds show up, but do you keep an eye on that, even though you're sort of concentrating on what's happening on the field?
Absolutely. You know, we've all taken quite a holistic approach to the football club, and, you know, all the coaches and the staff, you know, and the players, you know, we bought into trying to grow this club. You know, we're all extremely privileged as far as we're concerned to have the ability to be part of a new football club, you know, where we can determine, you know, what that first chapter is. We can lay down, you know, our identity, you know, our values and what our culture looks like as well. We've worked really hard in pre-season to do that. We want to interact and engage with the community as well. And we've worked extremely hard getting out there to see, you know, so many people in the first game out there. And I said it in the post-match conference, you know, we feel extremely grateful for everybody that was out there. And I guess, you know, every one of those fans that were sitting in that stadium could forever say that they were there for the first ever, you know, Western United game live.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to build, you know, we're trying to build this club as well. So we want them to be back and hopefully, you know, more people will attend, and now they can tell their friends, well, we had a great time out there, and, you know, this team is, you know, is not that bad. They're working hard. You know, one of you know, the things that we talk about is always is togetherness, and we want to work hard for each other and represent, you know, our area extremely well. We want them, you know, our fans to be proud of us too. So, you know, look, we clearly were talking about it as a staff and as a group of players as well, is that, you know, we want to build and continue to improve the club and make sure that we get more and more people coming to our games and have a real, you know, attachment to our club. And if the fans can understand what we're about as a club and those core values, and they get attached to that, and that's what we're trying to do. So it is small steps, baby steps at the moment, but we certainly have a vision to grow this football club to be the best it can be.
Appreciate your time today, and all the very best on the weekend and going forward in the A-League season, Mark.
Thank you very much.